as we welcome you back to Crunch Time. It is the Tuesday edition of the program. One of my favorite aspects of doing this show for a quarter century now, just getting to meet and speak with some of the great young journalists covering the sports we love. Our guest beat writer for the Seattle Times, covering the new NHL franchise, the Kraken, moved clear across the country for the gig, a terrier from Boston U. On Twitter, use the handle at @Marissa_Njemi. Marissa, thanks so much for the time. How's life in Seattle?
Life's pretty good. It's a cloudy, rainy day in Seattle. All is well.
Cloudy and rainy in the Northwest. Wow. Didn't see that one coming. You know, I've seen you have written about a lot. Premier League lacrosse, WNBA, and I'm reading some of what you said and tweeted. It seems like hockey is kind of big in your heart. So a little personal background, since you're a first-time guest, you know, where are you from, be it family, friends, you know, what ignited your passion for hockey?
Just growing up in New England, hockey always kind of had a bit of a presence. So grew up around the Bruins kind of being the big team up there. And then went to Boston University and got to cover the men's and women's hockey teams. Got to cover the Bean Pod, the big college hockey tournament there. And just being around the game for so long. And I got was very fortunate to cover the Boston Bruins just about a year out of college. And that was kind of it for me. I just loved covering hockey ever since. And really excited to do it out here and help tell the story of the first year of the Seattle Kraken.
You know, on a technicality, as a diehard New York fan, I'm not supposed to be even speaking to you, but you know, you got to witness a couple of rare firsts. I mean, not every year we get a new franchise in a major league like the NHL, and so being from Boston, you understand fan passion, be it the Sox, Celtics, Bruins. But so in a city like Seattle, you know the fans love their Mariners and Seahawks. How would you say they've taken to the Kraken?
Yeah, it's been really cool to see the fandom kind of evolve here. There's a lot of new fans, a lot of people seeing hockey for the very first time and finding that passion for the sport kind of in real time here. A lot of sports fans that are excited to have a new team. And I was talking to some other people today about how the Kraken kind of really belong to everyone, because there's so many people who might not be a sports fan or a casual fan, but they've been so excited to see all the hype that hockey's kind of become their first sport. There's a lot of transplants from other places in Seattle, and they never adopted the other teams, but they've adopted the Kraken as theirs. There's people who've never watched hockey who have picked the Kraken as their team. So it's been really cool to see just what a unique fan base it really is.
You know, Saturday was different also. I mean, not only a new team, but a first home game in a brand new arena like Climate Pledge. I mean, obviously you've attended and covered some awesome events, but kind of describe the electricity in the crowd and among the team, because that's a literal first, a really unique situation.
Yeah, and you could just, like, feel the passion, right? When Vince Dunn scored the first goal they ever scored on that ice, like, they drowned out the ferry sound goal horn. Like, that's wild how loud that crowd was. I was saying earlier today, the only crowd I've ever been to that was louder was probably game 7 of the Cup final in Boston. So that's pretty good company to be in. But yeah, it's been really awesome. Just I'm excited to see what it's like tonight playing the Canadiens here. But Saturday night was one of the cooler things I've ever gotten to see in sports.
You know, as an older fan, I remember Ron Francis as a top-flight scorer for the Hartford Whalers, winning Stanley Cups with Lemieux and the Penguins, Hall of Fame player. Marissa, what about the value of having, in essence, an NHL legend in that position for an expansion franchise to add maybe familiarity or credibility?
Yeah, it helps to have a guy who's built teams before. Obviously, he built up that Hurricanes roster and made them a pretty competitive team these past few years, almost getting to the Cup final a couple of years ago. So having someone like him has been huge. They've had so much time to really think over what they want to do, and Francis hired a really incredible front office staff, from the scouts to the analytics team, and they've had a lot of time to overthink this, and I think they've done a pretty good job putting out a solid product on the ice. But yeah, having someone like Francis who can just kind of stabilize that front office, there's so much newness going on. He's a guy who can identify with kind of everything happening in the rest of the league. So I think he's done a great job so far.
Talking Kraken hockey with Marissa and Jimmy of the Seattle Times. One of the early struggles has kind of been keeping the puck out of their own net. I think only Arizona and the Blackhawks have allowed more. They acquired the vet Philip Grubauer, who had a great season with the Avalanche. The backup is from your neck of the woods, a Bostonian, Joey DeCord. So right now, is it safe to say Grubauer is Hackstall's guy? How would you describe the goaltending situation with the Kraken?
Yeah, honestly, Grubauer's been excellent. A lot of the defensive troubles haven't been on him at all. They've allowed the most high-danger chances against them in the league. They've given up the second-most high-danger goals. Until Saturday night, they really struggled to keep the puck out of the slot area. Their defensive transition was struggling, and I thought they turned a real corner on Saturday. They didn't allow a high-danger chance in the first period for the first time all season. They really limited the Canucks. Montreal comes in tonight, and that's a team that on paper has more offensive firepower but has struggled offensively. So I'm interested to see if they keep the same type of game plan to what they did to the Canucks, because if they play like that, they can be fine. Grubauer's been excellent. There was the one stinker in Philly, but the defense really was all over the place in that game, too. A lot of those goals, I think anyone would tell you, weren't really on Grubauer. So I think that as far as he goes, he's been great.
You actually quoted Coach Hackstall talking about some lineup tweaks, and on the other end, you hit on it quickly, some issues putting the puck in the net, just 13 goals the first five games. And I get everything we say is so early and so new, but whether it's Jared McCann, who was originally a first-round pick of Vancouver, Marissa, what's been the issue getting some consistent offense going?
Well, Andy Gord, who's going to be one of their leaders offensively, missed the first four games of the season after shoulder surgery. He actually came back a lot quicker than people anticipated. Cale Yarncroft missed all but one game. He came back Saturday night on the COVID protocol list. So having those guys back in the lineup is going to be huge. I think they have the personnel to score a lot more goals than people have given them credit for. I think the finish is going to come. They generated a lot of chances on Saturday. I thought they played pretty well. That Demko and net for the Canucks was very good, but they had a few chances where the puck was just kind of sitting on the crease and it didn't bounce the right way. I think that over time, some of those guys like Morgan Geekie, some of those younger players, Ryan Donato, the finish is going to come and they're going to be able to produce. But it's so early on. You look back to the Vegas Golden Knights and William Karlsson led them in scoring, had 43 goals. He didn't even score until their seventh game of the year. So we're so early on in telling the story of what this team is going to be on the ice. Like, there's nothing to really overreact to quite yet.
Overreact fans? No way. couple final thoughts for Marissa and Jimmy of the Seattle Times talking Kraken hockey. You know, you mentioned Vegas. Is there any kind of a buzz of, I guess, basically fans thinking, well, being a franchise that is an expansion, it's not so hard. We should be able to get to the Cup Finals. Or do you at least get that fans are more reasonable and understand that there's a lot of building and crafting to do?
Yeah, I think fans here are just so excited about having a team. I don't think they're overanalyzing all too much yet at all. But across the league, what Vegas did definitely kind of set the expectations, probably unfairly so, because even though the rules to the expansion draft are very similar, the rest of the league kind of knew how to handle it a little bit better this time around. But again, like early on in the season, we didn't know what the Golden Knights were going to be when they made their cup run. We still don't know what the Kraken are going to be. But I think fan expectations, I don't even know if they've really settled in yet, because people are still just learning who this team is.
One last thought. You mentioned tonight they're playing the Canadiens, who it seems crazy played for the Cup title less than 4 months ago, but are now 1-5, also having trouble lighting the lamp with 10 goals. So what could you tell us about this matchup with the Habs? You know, a couple teams who could really use a win tonight.
Yeah, the Canadiens probably could use a win even a little bit more the way it's been going for them. But they won last time. They scored 6 goals against the Red Wings. Their offense is coming together a little bit. It's a different team than what came out during the Cup Finals last year. Carey Price is out in goal. Shea Weber, it looks like, is probably retiring at this point. Paul Byron's injured. So that's not a complete roster. But you look at their top 9 forwards, they have some guys that can put the puck in the net. It's so early on. That's one of the things that's tough about evaluating the early season. That sample size isn't there yet. So it's one of those things, I think we look back at the Canadiens a couple months from now and their offense is firing just fine. But it'll be interesting to see if the Kraken can kind of take advantage of this lull they've had so far.
Folks, she's Marissa Ngemi, terrific young sports journalist covering the Kraken for the Seattle Times. You can keep up online, seattletimes.com. Her Twitter handle is Marissa_Ngemi. Marissa, belated congrats on the new gig. Appreciate you taking some time to talk hockey. Be well, enjoy this homestand, and absolutely look forward to catching up again as the season moves along.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, you take care of yourself. Great stuff.